This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris sought to assure those in Mexico that there is something being done about the current situation with immigrants and the capacity to give up a sense at the U.S. border. During a news conference after her meeting with the Mexico president, she was asked why she assured folks after telling people not to come.
What is happening in terms of the experience of people who are fleeing their home country, traveling through the entire country of Mexico to come to our border, it can be a very treacherous and dangerous trek. And I don't take that lightly.
And she engaged in 2 days of diplomacy in Guatemala as well. And she met with the president there. The online world received a lesson in how vital small companies are after there was several incidents regarding large sites. It appears that the U.S. is unlikely to meet U.S. President Joe Biden's vaccination deadline of July 4th. During a news conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that's just fine.
When goals are set, they're set to be able to stimulate us to get to that goal. If you don't meet the precise goal and you fall short by a few percent, that doesn't mean you stop in your effort to get people vaccinated.
And about 15.5 million unvaccinated adults need to receive at least one dose in the next 4 weeks for Biden to meet his goal. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And again, the online world received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have been to running the internet after dozens of websites went down briefly around the globe Tuesday, including CNN, New York Times, and Britain's government homepage, after an outage at the cloud computing service Fastly, illustrating how vital the small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to the running the internet. The site said could not be reached also included some Amazon pages, according to reports. Israel's ambassador to the United States says Hamas militants attempted to disrupt Israel's Iron Dome rocket defense system from a Gaza building housing the Associated Press and other news outlets. Gilad Erdan said Tuesday that the alleged electronic warfare prompted the Israeli Air Force to destroy the high rise last month. He says he delivered the assessment to AP executives at the agency's New York headquarters Monday. AP says the talks were positive, but it has not seen evidence to support the Israeli claim. French President Emmanuel Macron denounced violence and stupidity after he was slapped in the face Tuesday by a man during a visit to a small town in southeastern France. The incident prompted a wide show of support for the head of the state from politicians across the ideological spectrum. Macron was greeting the public waiting for him behind barriers in the town after he visited a high school. Two videos showed the man slapping Macron in the face and his bodyguards pushing the assaulter away as the French leaders quickly rushed from the scene. Ratko Mladic, the military chief known as the Butcher of Bosnia for orchestrating genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in the Balkan nation's 1992 to 1995 war, lost his final legal battle Tuesday when UN judges rejected his appeals and affirmed his life sentence. The ruling involving his 2017 convictions and sentence closed a grim chapter in European history that included the continent's first genocide since World War II, the 1995 a massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys. The now frail man, often belligerent at his court appearance in The Hague, showed no reaction other than a scowl, as the presiding judge said that the panel had dismissed by a vote of 4-1 his appeals of convictions for crimes including genocide, murder, extermination, terror, for atrocities throughout the war that killed more than 100,000 and left millions homeless. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.